Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
We're so glad that you've joined us this evening.
Estamos alegre que se ha unido con nosotros.
And we're going to continue our series on Jesus in the Old Testament.
Vamos a continuar nuestra serie de Jesús en el Antiguo Testamento.
And so before we get into our study, let's go to an open in prayer.
Antes de entrar en el estudio, vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we come before you and we ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening as we continue considering Jesus in the Old Testament. Help us to see the types, the shadows, the reality of how the Old Testament was pointing to Jesus. And so bless our study, we do ask, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This evening, we're going to be considering the life of Joseph.
En esta noche, vamos a considerar la vida de José.
Joseph is a very powerful type of Christ.
José es un ejemplo, un tipo poderoso de Cristo.
There are so many types and shadows in his life, and we'll consider those as we go through our study today.
Hay muchos tipos en la vida de José de Cristo, y vamos a estudiar algunos de ellos.
There are so many types that we're actually going to cut this into two parts.
Hay tantos tipos que vamos a tener dos partes en este estudio.
So we'll do half of them today and then we'll do the next half next Thursday.
Vamos a estudiar el primer parte hoy y el siguiente jueves vamos a estudiar parte dos.
Joseph, his life, the story of his life, everything about the story of Joseph, there is many types and shadows of Jesus.
En la vida de José, hallamos muchos tipos de Cristo en su vida.
And so, as we look at this, we'll just kind of give a general overview first, and then we'll break it down.
En estudiar esto, vamos a hablar generalmente primero y luego examinarlo un poco más.
The story of Joseph begins in Genesis chapter 30, verses 22 through 24, where it starts with his birth.
La historia y la persona de José comienza en Génesis 30 y habla de su nacimiento.
And what's interesting is, as you remember the story, Leah was able to have children, but Rachel was not able to have children for a while.
En recordar la historia, recordemos que Lea sí pudo tener varios hijos, pero Raquel no pudo tener hijos.
Then the Lord remembered Rachel, and of course she gave birth to Joseph.
Pero después el Señor se acordó de Raquel y ella pudo dar a luz a José.
The rest of the story of Joseph continues in chapter 37, as well as 39 through 50 in the book of Genesis.
El resto de la historia de José continúa en Génesis capítulos 37 y 39 a 50, y nos habla acerca de José.
And as you can tell, the story of Joseph is very important in the Bible.
Y como podemos entender, la historia de José es muy importante.
Many chapters are devoted to this story.
Hallamos muchísimos capítulos dedicados a la historia de José.
Now, in his youth,
cuando él era joven,
Joseph had dreams.
Él tenía sueños.
And through Joseph's dreams, the dreams that he had,
a través de los sueños que tuvo José,
God made it clear through those dreams that one day he would be a great ruler.
Dios le enseñó claramente que un día él iba a ser un gran gobernante.
And his brethren, his brothers, or his family would one day bow down to him.
Y que sus hermanos y familia algún día se inclinarían a él.
Now, the dreams that Joseph had initially caused his brothers to be jealous.
Inicialmente, estos sueños causó que sus hermanos tenían celo a él.
And what I find amazing about these dreams,
y lo que yo encuentro muy interesante acerca de estos sueños,
is that Joseph's brothers, as well as his dad, understood the dreams.
Que los hermanos de José junto con el padre de José, entendieron estos sueños.
The first dream happens here in Genesis 37, verses 5 through 8.
En Génesis 37, versos 5 a 8, leemos el primer sueño.
And it says, "Now Joseph dreamed a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. He said to them, 'Please, listen to this dream which I have dreamed. We were binding sheaves in the field, and all of a sudden my sheaf rose up and stood upright, and your sheaves stood around it and bowed down to my sheaf.' His brothers said to him, 'Will you really reign over us? Or will you really have dominion over us?' So they hated him even more because of his dreams and his words."
En español dice, y soñó José un sueño, y contólo a sus hermanos, y ellos vinieron a aborrecerle más todavía. Y él les dijo, oíd ahora este sueño que he soñado. He aquí que atábamos manojos en medio del campo, y he aquí que mi manojo se levantaba y estaba derecho, y que vuestras manojos estaban alrededor y se inclinaban al mío. Y respondiéndole sus hermanos, ¿has de reinar tú sobre nosotros, o te has enseñorear sobre nosotros? Y le aborrecieron aún más a causa de sus sueños y de sus palabras.
What's amazing about the story here?
Y lo que es interesante de la historia aquí
is that after Joseph told his brothers this first dream,
es que después que José compartió su sueño, su primer sueño con ellos,
they understood that the dream was showing that one day they would bow down to Joseph.
Ellos entendieron que iba a venir el día que ellos se iban a inclinar delante de José.
Now they despised him in their heart.
Y en sus corazones tenían odio a él.
But they understood it.
Pero sí le entendieron.
The second dream, even his dad understood it.
Y en su segundo sueño, aún su padre entendió.
In verses 9 through 11, it says, "Then he dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers and said, 'I've dreamed another dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing to me.' But when he told it to his father and his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him, 'What is this dream that you've dreamed? Will I and your mother and your brothers really come bow down ourselves to you to the ground?' So his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in his mind."
En español, versos 9 a 11, y soñó aún otro sueño, y contólo a sus hermanos, diciendo, he aquí que he soñado otro sueño, y he aquí que el sol y la luna y 11 estrellas se inclinaban a mí. Y contó a su padre y a sus hermanos, y su padre le reprendió y dijo, ¿qué sueño es este que soñaste? ¿Hemos de venir yo y tu madre y tus hermanos a inclinarnos a ti a tierra? Y sus hermanos le tenían envidia, mas su padre paraba la consideración en ello.
You see, at this time, they understood that these dreams were pointing to a future time when they would bow down to Joseph.
Podemos entender que ellos vieron que estos sueños estaban apuntando a un tiempo en el futuro que iba a venir en la vida de José.
Now, obviously, it wasn't clear now.
Es obvio que no era completamente claro en ese tiempo.
But all of them would ultimately bow down to Joseph.
Pero entendieron que últimamente todos ellos se iban a inclinar a José.
These dreams show that one day he would be a great ruler.
Estos sueños enseñan que un día él iba a ser un gran gobernante.
And even though he would become a great ruler, man did everything possible to hinder his exaltation.
Y aunque él iba a ser un líder grande, el hombre hizo todo lo posible para obstaculizar esta exaltación.
Now consider this.
Considere esto.
Just a little bit after he told them about his dreams.
Un poco después que él compartió con ellos de estos sueños,
his brother sold him as a slave.
Los hermanos le vendieron como esclavo.
And then the merchants that he was sold to took him away.
Y los mercados llevaron a José.
When he was there in Egypt, Potiphar had him cast into prison like a criminal.
Y cuando se encontró en Egipto, Potifar le puso en un prisión como criminal.
The chief butler, who owed him something, forgot all about him.
Y el que estaba encarcelado con él, quien le debía algo, se olvidó de él.
It didn't make sense.
Nada estaba bien para él.
The scripture even says the word of God tried Joseph.
La escritura nos dice, aunque Dios estaba probando a José.
What of those dreams?
¿Y qué de esos sueños?
Can you imagine he's locked in a prison?
Se puede imaginar, en ese tiempo él estaba encarcelado en prisión.
Yet God made everything that was a misfortune to Joseph.
Pero Dios hizo cada cosa que era mal en la vida de José.
Those things that humiliated Joseph.
Esas cosas que traían desgracia a él.
All of those things were used to bring him to the place of his exaltation.
Cada cosa fue usada para traerlo a su futura exaltación.
When he was sold,
cuando él fue vendido,
he was taken to the very land that he would be exalted.
Él fue llevado a la misma tierra donde iba a ser exaltado.
By being thrown into prison,
en ser encarcelado,
he became known to the chief butler who later would introduce him to Pharaoh.
Se dio a conocer al mayordomo jefe, quien más tarde le presentó al faraón.
Even the chief butler forgetting about Joseph.
Aún el mayordomo principal, quien se olvidó de José.
If he would have been released any earlier.
Si José podía salir en un tiempo más antes.
It's very possible Joseph wouldn't have remained in Egypt.
Es muy posible que José no se iba a quedar en Egipto.
He would have probably returned to his home in Canaan.
Quizás él, es posible que él iba a regresar en su casa en Canaán.
But ultimately, everything worked together for his good.
Pero últimamente, todas las cosas trabajaron juntos para su bien.
All of his misfortunes ultimately led him to his exaltation.
Y cada cosa que le pasó de mal, le dirigió a su futura exaltación.
All things work together for our good.
Todas las cosas sí pueden trabajar juntas para nuestro bien.
This story of Joseph is a wonderful story.
Y la historia de José es muy bella.
And within the story of Joseph, there are many types and shadows of Christ.
Y encontramos muchos tipos y sombras de Cristo.
Now, as we move forward, let's consider some of the types and shadows of Christ here in the story of Joseph.
Enseguida adelante vamos a considerar los muchos tipos y sombras de Cristo en la vida de José.
How is Joseph a type of Christ?
¿Cómo es José un tipo de Cristo?
Now, remember, the type is only pointing to the fulfillment of that type or the antitype.
Recuerde, el tipo nos punta a la relación del tipo o antitipo.
And so these types of Christ are ultimately pointing to Jesus.
Entonces estos tipos nos puntan a Jesucristo.
The first one is this.
Primeramente,
is that Joseph was a firstborn son.
José era un primogénito.
Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Jacob had many sons.
¿Qué estás diciendo, Pastor? ¿No es que Jacob tenía muchos hijos?
It's very true.
Sí, es verdad.
But he only had one firstborn son through Rachel.
Pero él tenía a José como su primogénito hijo por medio de Raquel.
Remember, through Leah, Jacob had 11 sons.
Por medio de su esposa Leah, él tuvo 11 hijos.
Joseph was the firstborn of Rachel.
Pero José fue el primogénito nacido por medio de Raquel.
In Genesis 30, verse 22 through 24, it mentions the birth of Joseph.
En Génesis 30, versos 22 a 24, leemos acerca del nacimiento de José.
Another interesting side note here.
Algo más que es muy interesante aquí.
Is that Reuben, Jacob's firstborn through Leah.
Es que el hijo Rubén, quien fue nacido primero, primogénito, pero por medio de Leah.
He had sinned. He had defiled his father's bed.
Él pecó y trajo vergüenza a su padre.
And what ended up happening was the birthright was transferred to Joseph.
Y en su pecado, entonces, el derecho del primogénito cayó en José.
And what that helped to establish is that Joseph would be considered the firstborn.
Y esto ayudó en establecer que José fue conocido como el primogénito.
Now this is a type of Christ.
Y aquí encontramos un tipo de Cristo.
Jesus is the one and only begotten Son of God.
Jesucristo es el único unigénito Hijo de Dios.
Hebrews 1 verse 6 says this.
En Hebreos 1 6 dice así.
It says, and again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Una vez más, en Hebreos 1, 6, dice así. Y otra vez, cuando introduce al primogénito en el mundo, dice, adórenlo todos los ángeles de Dios.
You see, the Father allowed his first begotten into the world.
Dios dejó que entró su único hijo al mundo.
In Romans 8, verse 29.
En Romanos 8, 29.
It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
A los que antes conoció, también los predestinó para que fueron hechos conformes a la imagen de su Hijo, para que Él sea el primogénito entre muchos hermanos.
Even Colossians 1:15.
En Colosenses 1:15.
In speaking of Jesus.
Hablando aquí de Jesús.
Says that He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
Cristo es la imagen de Dios invisible, el primogénito de toda creación.
Now, this is just showing some of the types of Christ in Joseph.
Aquí leemos algunos de los tipos de Cristo en la vida de José.
Another one is this.
Otro que encontramos es este.
Is that Joseph was the beloved, obedient, and innocent son of the Father.
José era el hijo amado, obediente y inocente de su padre.
In Genesis 37, verse 3,
en Génesis 37,
it says, Israel, or Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
En verso 3, Israel amaba a José más que a todos sus hijos, porque le había tenido en su vejez, y le hizo una túnica de diversos colores.
You see, Jacob, or Israel, loved his son.
Jacob, o Israel, aquí leemos que él amaba a su hijo.
The Father said the same thing about Jesus.
Y nuestro Padre Celestial dijo lo mismo de Cristo.
In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17.
Mateo 3:17.
It says, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Y se oyó una voz de los cielos que decía, Este es mi Hijo amado, en quien tengo complacencia.
The Father loves the Son.
El Padre ama a su Hijo.
That love for his Son,
el amor por su Hijo,
is a love that is extended to you and me.
Es un amor que se extiende a usted y a mí.
Because we are in the Son.
Porque nosotros no nos encontramos en el Hijo.
We are in Christ.
Nos encontramos en Cristo.
And we are loved.
Y somos amados.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Another type of Christ in the life of Joseph.
Otro tipo de Cristo en la vida de José.
Is that Joseph was envied, he was ill-treated and hated by his brethren without a cause.
Es que José fue envidiado, maltratado y odiado por sus hermanos sin causa.
Now, think about how they didn't like Joseph.
Piensa un momento acerca de cómo ellos no amaban a José.
Genesis 37 verse 4 says this.
Génesis 37:4 dice.
It says, "And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him."
Al ver sus hermanos que su padre lo amaba más que a todos ellos, lo aborrecían y no podían hablarle pacíficamente.
They were jealous.
Tenían celo.
They didn't like him.
No amaban a José.
And so the same hatred that was shown towards Joseph.
Y ese mismo odio que se enseñó a José.
Was the same kind of hatred that was shown towards Jesus.
Es el mismo tipo que fue demostrado en contra de Jesús.
John 15, verse 18.
Juan 15:18.
Jesus said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you."
Si el mundo os odia, saber que a mí me ha odiado antes que a vosotros.
Look how Jesus even spoke about the Pharisees and even his own in John chapter 15, verses 24 through 25.
Y mire cómo Jesús habló aún de los fariseos en versos 24 y 25.
It says, "If I had not come, or if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass that the world might be, but the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause."
Si yo no hubiera hecho entre ellos obras que ningún otro ha hecho, no tendrían pecado. Pero ahora han visto y me han odiado a mí y a mi padre. Pero esto es para que se cumple la palabra que está escrita en su ley, sin causa me odian.
There was this hatred of Joseph's brothers to Joseph.
Había este odio que tenían los hermanos de José a él, a José.
In the same way, there was a hatred towards Jesus.
Y en la misma manera leemos que odiaban a Jesucristo.
From among his own people.
Dentro de su misma gente.
Another type of Christ in the life of Joseph.
Otro tipo de Cristo en la vida de José.
Is that Joseph was willing to be sent by his father.
Que José estaba dispuesto a ser enviado por su padre.
In Genesis 37, verse 13.
En Génesis 37, 13.
The father, or Jacob, sent Joseph to check on his sons.
El padre, Jacob, mandó a José para ver a los otros hermanos.
And when Jacob sent Joseph, Joseph was willing to go.
Y cuando Jacob envió a José, él estaba dispuesto a ir.
In Genesis 37:13.
Génesis 37:13 dice.
It says, "And Israel, or Jacob, said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you unto them. And he said to him, Here am I.
Entonces Israel dijo a José, Tus hermanos apacientan las ovejas en Siquem. Ven y te enviaré a ellos. Aquí estoy, respondió él.
Joseph was willing to obey his father.
José estaba dispuesto a obedecer a su padre.
And he was sent to his brethren.
Y fue enviado a sus hermanos.
In a similar way, Jesus was sent to his own people.
En una manera similar, Jesús fue enviado a su misma gente.
The Gospel of John.
En el Evangelio de Juan.
Says he came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Que dice que Jesús vino a sus mismos pueblo, pero su pueblo no lo recibió.
In John chapter 3, verse 34.
En Juan 3:34,
it says, For whom God hath sent speaks the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him.
Okay, porque aquel a quien Dios envió las palabras de Dios habla, pues Dios no da el Espíritu por medida.
In John 8, verse 42,
Juan 8:42,
it says, Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Dice en 42, Jesús entonces les dijo, Si vuestro padre fuera Dios, entonces me amaráis, porque yo de Dios he salido y he venido, pues no he venido de mí mismo, sino que el que me envió.
In the same way that Joseph was willing to be sent by his father.
De la misma manera que José estaba dispuesto a ser enviado por medio de su padre.
Jesus was willing to come to this world to his own and ultimately for you and me.
Jesús estaba dispuesto a venir a este mundo a su misma gente y aún a usted y a mí.
Now, this next type goes right along with what we just read.
El siguiente tipo sigue acerca de lo que hemos hablado.
When Joseph was sent to his brothers.
Cuando José fue enviado a sus hermanos.
They didn't believe him.
No lo creían.
Rather, he was hated by his brethren.
Más bien, José fue odiado por sus hermanos.
In Genesis 37, verse 8.
Génesis 37:8.
We go back to when he told them of his dreams.
Leemos una vez más cuando él les dijo de sus sueños.
And his brethren, Genesis 37:8 says, And his brethren said to him, Shall you indeed reign over us? And shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
Verso 8 dice, Entonces le respondieron, Sus hermanos, ¿reinarás tú sobre nosotros o dominarás sobre nosotros? Y lo aborrecieron aún más a causa de sus sueños y sus palabras.
When Joseph went to his brethren,
cuando él, José, fue a sus hermanos,
you remember that they even said, the dreamer is coming to us.
Recordamos que ellos aún dijeron, El que tiene sueños viene a nosotros.
So they didn't believe him.
Ellos no lo creían.
They hated him.
Tenían odio a él.
In the same way with Jesus.
Y en la misma manera con Jesús.
They didn't believe that Jesus was speaking the truth.
Ellos no creían que Jesús hablaba la verdad.
In Matthew chapter 13, 55 through 57.
Mateo 13, versos 55 a 57.
Listen to this unbelief.
Escucha acerca de este incrédulo.
It says, Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James and Joseph, and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence, then, has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house.
¿No es este el hijo del carpintero? ¿No se llama su madre María y sus hermanos Jacobo, José, Simón y Judas? ¿No están todas sus hermanas con nosotros? ¿De dónde pues saca este todas estas cosas? Y escandalizaban de él. Pero Jesús les dijo, no hay profeta sin honra, sino en su propia tierra y en su casa.
John chapter 5, verse 18 says this.
Juan 8:15 dice,
it says, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
Okay, Juan 5:18 dice, por esto los judíos aún más intentaban matarlo, porque no solo quebrantaba el sábado, sino que también decía que Dios era su propio Padre, haciéndose igual a Dios.
Another verse in John chapter 5, verse 38 says this.
Juan 5:38 dice,
it says, and you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him you believe not.
Ni tienes su palabra morando en vosotros, porque no crees a quien él envió.
There are other verses, but the point is this.
Hay otros versos aquí, pero el punto es esto.
In the same way Joseph was sent to his brethren and they didn't believe in him.
En la misma manera que José vino a sus hermanos y los hermanos no creyeron en él.
The same way Jesus was sent to his own brethren and they believed him not.
En la misma manera Jesús fue enviado por su padre a su pueblo, pero su mismo pueblo no lo creían.
Now when they didn't believe in him and they said, look, here comes that dreamer.
Cuando esos hermanos vieron y dijeron de José, mira, aquí viene el que tiene sueños.
Joseph's brothers conspired against him.
Los hermanos vinieron juntos en contra de él con un plan.
And this plan was ultimately to get rid of Joseph.
Y el plan últimamente fue para destruir a José.
Look at Genesis 37, verses 19 through 20, as well as 27.
En Génesis 37, versos 19, 20 y 27.
And it says, and they said one to another, behold, this dreamer comes. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of this of his dreams. Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content.
Okay, verso 19 dice, se dijeron el uno al otro, ahí viene el soñador, ahora pues venir, matémoslo, y echémoslo en una cisterna, y diremos, alguna mala bestia se lo devoró. Veremos entonces qué será de sus sueños.
Did you read 27?
Mm-hmm. Y verso 27 dice, venir y vendámoslo a los ismaelitas, pero no le pongamos las manos encima, porque es nuestro hermano, nuestra propia carne.
In the same way that they conspired or they tried or devised a plan to get rid of Joseph.
En la misma manera que estos hermanos tuvieron plan para destruir a José.
The religious leaders were conniving and trying to get rid of Jesus.
Los líderes religiosos tenían un plan también en contra de Jesucristo.
They were always trying to stop Jesus from ministering the word.
Siempre trataban de parar a Jesús de ministrar la palabra.
In Matthew 22, verse 15.
Mateo 22:15 dice,
says, then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk.
Entonces se fueron los fariseos y consultaron cómo sorprenderlo en alguna palabra.
In Matthew 27, verse 1.
Mateo 27:1.
It says, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death.
Cuando llegó la mañana, todos los principales sacerdotes y los ancianos del pueblo dispusieron contra Jesús un gran plan para entregarlo a muerte.
Look at Mark chapter 3, verse 6.
Marcos 3:6.
It says, and the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him.
Salieron entonces los fariseos y se confabularon con los herodianos para destruirlo.
In the same way, they were conspiring to get rid of Joseph.
En la misma manera que ellos tenían plan para destruir a José.
This is a type of Christ.
Aquí hallamos un tipo de Cristo.
Showing how they conspired to destroy Jesus.
Enseñando de la misma manera como tenían plan para destruir a Jesucristo.
When they did ultimately devise this plan.
Últimamente en obtener este plan.
They took that coat of many colors from Joseph.
Ellos quitaron la vestidura de muchas colores, el saco.
In other words, they took his garments.
Ellos quitaron su vestidura de José.
And Genesis 37:23 says, and it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him.
That was Genesis. Genesis
37:23
dice, sucedió pues que cuando llegó José junto a sus hermanos, ellos quitaron a José su túnica, la túnica de colores que llevaba puesta.
In Matthew 27, verse 28, as we consider the type of Christ.
Y en Mateo 27:28, en considerar una vez más el tipo de Cristo.
It says the Romans took Jesus' clothes and stripped him. In other words, it says they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe.
Hablando de Jesús, lo desnudaron y le echaron encima, un manto escarlata.
And this is describing how they took his clothes.
Esto describe cómo tomaron su vestidura.
In the same way they took the coat of many colors from Joseph.
De la misma manera que quitaron la vestidura de José.
Let's look at one more.
Vamos a estudiar una más.
How Joseph was sold for silver.
De cómo José fue vendido por plata.
This is also a type of Christ.
¿Cuál es otro tipo de Cristo?
You all remember he was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver.
Por 30 pedazos de plata, el traidor vendió a Jesús.
Now, in Genesis 37:27-28.
En Génesis 37:27-28 dice,
it says, and Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt.
Cuando pasaban los mercados, mediantes sacaron ellos a José de la cisterna y trajeron arriba y vendieron a los ismaelitas por 20 piezas de plata.
Joseph was sold or purchased with silver.
José fue comprado como esclavo con la plata.
In Matthew 26:15.
Mateo 26:15.
It says, and he said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver.
Y les dijo, ¿qué me quieres dar? Y yo os entregaré. Ellos le asignaron 30 piezas de plata.
Jesus was betrayed with silver.
Jesús cayó en manos de traidor con la plata.
And this is a type of Christ.
Y esto es otro tipo de Cristo.
Joseph was sold for silver.
José fue vendido por la plata, con plata.
In the same way, Jesus was betrayed with silver.
Y Jesús fue cayó en manos de traidor aún con plata.
Now, as you can see,
y como podemos ver,
there are many, many types of and shadows of Christ in the story of Jesus. Joseph, sorry about that.
Hay muchos tipos de Cristo en la vida de José.
And we're only about halfway done.
Y estamos en punto de el medio, tenemos más.
But the story of Joseph has many, many types and shadows of Jesus within the whole of his story.
Porque en la vida entera de José encontramos muchos tipos y sombras de Jesús en la vida de José.
And so we'll continue with this next Thursday evening.
El siguiente jueves vamos a continuar con este estudio.
I hope as we're considering these types and anti-types in the Old Testament.
Es mi deseo que en considerar estos tipos y antitipos en el Antiguo Testamento,
that it's opening up the word in a greater way about Jesus.
Que la palabra se está abriendo aún más acerca de Jesucristo en el Antiguo Testamento.
Let's pray.
Queremos orar.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. And we're also grateful that in that story we can see types and shadows of Jesus. For Lord, there are many, many overtones, many layers, so to say, there within that story that is pointing to Jesus. And so I pray you would open up your word. Help us to understand that through this story of Joseph, you were speaking even concerning the future when Jesus would be here and ultimately what he will do for us. And so we pray that your word would continue to open up. Holy Spirit, quicken our understanding. Help us to understand. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can see Jesus in the Old Testament. And so we thank you for what we've learned this evening. And we pray when we continue, we'll continue to glean from your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.